we have enough chairs?
We could use one more.
We could. We could.
Let's call the City Council special meeting on September 15th as a joint meeting with the Community Promotions Committee to order, and let the record show that all council members are present. Mr. Biagini.
Thank you, Mayor Peters. Welcome, everybody. I see that all members of the Promotions Committee, including Billy Clayton, are here today. A special thanks to Billy. So we'll call our meeting to order and welcome City Council. I'd like to start off our meeting, if I could, with a bit of good news in our report. As I think you folks have, we have the first month's TOT numbers in, and they're up 11% from last July. So I thought that was maybe a good note to start on. We have three items. First of all, I don't know, I guess we'll do a joint public comment period. Yeah. Is that okay?
And then you can have your own when it comes to your meeting, see if people have things that are only for that agenda to discuss.
Okay, a warning to the Promotions Committee, we may not get to our agenda today, but hopefully we will. I'd like to open the meeting up to public comment. Anybody here from the public want to speak? More than welcome. Okay. That makes it quicker. So we'll close public comment and go right into our items of discussion. We have three items on our agenda to discuss with City Council today, and we'll just take them in order and see how it goes. The first item is consideration of amendments to the Community Promotions Committee bylaws. In your packets, you have the current set of bylaws. You also have some suggestions in a memorandum dated 9/2/05 from Mayor Peters. I took the liberty, and if I start talking too much, then David, I appreciate it if you'd kick me, and I'll shut up. And but I thought if we were going to get done with this, that I rewrote the bylaws too, and taking in the suggestions and comments that I've heard for the last 6 months from members of council and from members of our promotions committee. And if you could, I'm going to incorporate Janice's suggestions, and then we can open it up for discussion.
Do you have yours in writing somewhere that we can
look at? Yes, but unfortunately, because it's got a bunch of other notes on it and stuff, I didn't separate those things, but mine's pretty brief.
Okay.
If everybody kind of goes along or we end up making some changes, that's why I kind of didn't go too crazy with making a bunch of copies. And by the looks of the amount of paper we have, it probably was a good thing for the moment. I added a paragraph that would incorporate just about all of the recommendations under the bylaw changes that Janice had put together.
This is something that the council also looked at and was in favor of, so it's not just my individual ideas. You already have support from the council for this.
Okay, and I apologize if I'm not going to be. I didn't mean that these were all yours.
Well,
it's just I'm referring to your members when it comes to those cooperative marketing efforts. But I think this takes into account that we would. Item number 3 in the memo, create and develop cooperative promotions with existing businesses. I guess what I changed about that was adding tourism-related businesses as opposed to just businesses in general. And again, this hasn't been discussed at all. I just thought I'd try to get the conversation going, and then you guys can decide what you think is best. Each committee member will be obligated to serve as a volunteer at the Visitor Center in order to understand the operations of the Visitor Center. Each member will serve a minimum of, and I left the line blank, hours throughout the year as needed and recommended by the director of the Visitor Center. The suggestion was that 4 hours a month per member be spent, and I called Kim and I just asked her about the necessity of the time spent, and it varies throughout the year. That being said, that's one of the items on the table I think that we should discuss and try to decide what you folks and what we all can, you know, what would be the best thing to do. But I do believe, as you do, that it's very important for every one of us to get a feel for what's going on at the Visitor Center. It's just the amount of time devoted to that I think that we need to decide. That's my feelings on that. Then I went on to say, in addition, the committee will develop a specific set of goals at the beginning of each fiscal year and present those goals to City Council within 30 days of adoption of the city budget. The committee will also investigate ways to increase tourism through the establishment of additional events, as well as possible improvements to the tourism infrastructure in Morro Bay. Ideas and recommendations will be reported to City Council as needed. And what I thought was that, I guess my thinking was, some of the items that were in the suggested ideas for bylaw changes I thought should more be developed in the form of goals and therefore not be too specific, because bylaws, if they get too specific, as you folks know, because our current bylaws say we advertise outside of the city of Morro Bay, and that really restricted our committee. We've cheated at times to do things like advertise in Pismo Beach on VTV, which is kind of a local promotion. And so we're looking to change the wording of that too today. But I thought that some of the ideas, and when we get into this, I kind of have a set of ideas for goals that we can discuss. So that was my, those were my additions to that. And now we can go down, if we could, down the list.
Can I interrupt with a question?
Absolutely.
You've got your points. I've tried to write them down. I would appreciate it if we can get these things in hard copy so that we can have them in a reasonable amount of time, because I think this is probably, some of this is coming up at our next council meeting, so it would be good if we could have whatever recommendations are come up with by then.
Yes, and the committee hasn't, this is just my stuff, so I mean, we haven't discussed any of this at all. We haven't had a chance to.
Okay, so for discussion purposes then, I wrote down hours per month. The other things that you suggested, could you just say them in one sentence on the point so that we can discuss them?
Sure, and maybe your 7 items that are on here would be a good way to talk individually about those.
Okay, so yours are included in this. It's just a matter of,
yes, ma'am,
stating them differently.
Yes.
Okay, all right. I think that's a good way to go then.
I guess for some reason, I thought I wrote down my idea on changing that the purpose concept in the opening paragraph. But rather than, it says advertising, your number one says advertise and promote Morro Bay as a tourist destination in geographic and demographic areas outside San Luis Obispo County. That is already in our current bylaws. Number two says advertise and promote Morro Bay and its events as a weekend destination within San Luis Obispo County. And I thought that all we had to do was to change the one sentence in that opening paragraph that says, after, it's right at the end, it said, of that first paragraph, it says, and its special events as a tourist destination point in geographic and demographic areas outside as well as inside the boundaries of San Luis Obispo County. And that allows that to take place. The only concern I had was that in this, it limits it, in number two here, it limits it to weekend as a weekend destination. And I kind of personally take exception to that only because...
It's a bit of a limitation when you think, when you just say tourism-related businesses, and then how do you define that? So does that include the bicycle store and its new location and the music store? As a tourist, you could expect tourists to want to visit all of our shopping areas. I think you've all seen that letter that myself and Jamie over here, who's new at the Visitor Center, wrote to Trader Joe's. That's a tourism-related business. So how would you define tourism-related that would, I mean, probably, I'm thinking like an automotive store. Well, you know, cars break down when you're traveling. How would you define tourism-related it?
Well, and I think the question is, do we want it to be just tourism-related, or do we want it to be a promotion of our city in any way? I mean, if people come here for business, they're going to stay at hotels, too. So it doesn't have to just be tourists. And I think we're limiting ourselves if we make it that narrow.
The only reason that I put that in there that way was because of the past experience years ago. We designed a coupon book many years ago. And the struggle that we had was we thought that for a promotional vehicle now, not in, with the mindset of bringing visitors to Morro Bay and advertising that we were concerned about including in the coupon book 20% off a set of tires in that coupon book. We didn't think it was appropriate to use those kinds of tools, and it wasn't to slight any business, it was just looking at the best way to bring visitors here. And so we were thinking more of, you know, sure, Trader Joe's, you know, would be good. But again, that's what part of this idea is. I'm not personally, I don't know how everybody else feels, I'm not stuck on the word tourist related at all. I was just looking for, and I think Bill was probably on our committee at that time when we built that coupon.
Probably. But in hindsight, if you could bring people from San Luis Obispo and Grover Beach to get 20% off a set of tires, why not?
Well, and I totally agree with you, especially when we're looking at possibly taking on a larger role with regards to promoting things besides, I mean, to me, you're looking at things besides tourists, drawing tourists to Morro Bay, which really changes a lot of the focus of the promotions committee, which our mindset has been for 20 years to bring visitors to stay overnight here. And then we did a little bit with saying, hey, if you're going to be in Pismo, for example, come to Morro Bay for the day, that kind of thing. So now we expanded into helping retail businesses beyond tourist-related businesses sell their goods. So there's something on the table.
I think a lot of it will depend upon what the co-op offering is. If it's a co-op in Sunset Magazine, the tire store is not going to want to participate. If it's a local promotion, then that may be appropriate. So I think it'll kind of dictate what the co-op opportunity is, who participates. And they're hard enough to put together, so probably the more the merrier, the people that want to participate. But I think that's kind of how it'll probably evolve upon itself, I think, would just be what the offering is.
So the wording on this could change to, in addition to that one paragraph, in addition, the committee will be responsible for developing cooperative marketing opportunities with existing businesses. And that kind of goes right on almost exactly, I believe, with number three.
Okay.
Leaving that.
Just another question about that. When you say existing businesses, are we necessarily limiting to the boundaries of Morro Bay? Because a number of the brochures advertise businesses outside of Morro Bay. So my interest is in promoting businesses in Morro Bay. So would we include those, you know, like the wineries and stuff, they're not based in Morro Bay, so I would not see us wanting to promote those in certain venues.
I don't know that to my knowledge, the promotions committee has never directly promoted and advertised any business specifically that was outside the city limits of Morro Bay.
If I could jump in and just own this unsigned document then, that I distributed, it says recommendations and edits for visitor center brochures. I did some volunteer time down there and found out that the volunteers had spent some time designing and developing brochures all on their own initiative and had put together a lot of information. And so it had been brought up at a council meeting that they should be looked at, so I was in between about 40 visitors. I would sit and take a look at them, and I took them home and sent this thing. It looks like this, kind of. And a lot of this is just little things, little points, but you'll notice at the top, number one says, delete all references to stores, hotels, and destinations not in Morro Bay. Five hotels in Cayucas, the Quilters Club over in Los Osos under clubs, the Jan Chris Winery up in Templeton. So the title of these documents is opportunities
and the city wants us to do as far as directing our efforts, because what our function is there is to do the fulfillment. So after the advertising and marketing is completed, we then take responsibility for the tourists who respond. So we want to respond in a way, in a manner that is appropriate for our marketing efforts. That being said, if you want my opinion about some of the outlying issues that were brought up, if we're not a part of the entire Central Coast, if we're not a part of the co-op marketing efforts with Hearst Castle, for instance, specifically we would have missed out on our Sunset trade show opportunities. We have a responsibility to be a part of the entire community. People who come to Morro Bay do not go through a locked gate, and when they come here, they don't come here just specifically to be a part of our community. It's our responsibility to make our community both the location that they would want to use as a base for their brief or long stay, or a place where they can come and visit while there are other places. So there is this co-op, Central Coast, San Luis Obispo County chain that is there as a part of marketing. So I'm hesitant not to continue promoting Montana de Oro, Hearst Castle, the wine industry, because there's only so many people that are going to come here just to kayak or just to visit the visitor center and walk up and down the Embarcadero and go up the steps to the Old Town area. So we need to make sure that we're not limiting ourselves in our scope, because our community is much more diverse and it has many more opportunities than we're focusing on at this time. So thank you for listening.
Comment?
I would just add on to that as well. When I noticed the thing about the wineries, while it might not be appropriate perhaps to promote individual wineries, the fact of the relation to the wine region is something that came up in my attempt to get Amtrak to continue the service up here. I ended up dealing with private railroad operators, and I stumbled onto the guy who runs the Paso Robles wine train. And he turned out that he's grown increasingly frustrated with trying to book rooms at the Paso Robles Inn. So I've been working with him now to switch his business over to, you know, and the answer being, they come, they drink their wine there, but it's hot and it's dusty. You don't want to spend a whole day wine tasting, come back and sit around a hot, dusty courtyard drinking wine at 6 o'clock in the evening when you could be watching the sunset as seen on the slide up there. And he says, starting with the October Harvest Tour train, he has no problem switching his hotel business to Morro Bay. The principal purpose of his trip is wine tasting in Paso Robles, but this will serve as the evening destination for them.
But I think one of Kim's initial comments, I think, is what we can do, and that is let's have something that specifically promotes Morro Bay. And then there could be a second brochure or way of promoting the connection to the larger community. But unless we know what we have here, unless we're promoting that, I think we're shortcutting the businesses in our community. And I think that can feed into the others. But I think there needs to be a distinction.
Right. And it can be a combination, too. I mean, I think I just got a chance to read Melody's now
agreed to or admitted to comments here. And what you're saying is just indicate, you know, what's here in Morro Bay and what things are outside but nearby Morro Bay. There are also attractions. And I think that's a simple thing to do. I don't mind having it all together because that means one publication, it's economical, and all of those things. But it just has to be specific, as these are the things that are in Morro Bay. These are the things that you can enjoy that are near Morro Bay. And I don't think they should necessarily include a particular business. But
to
certainly
perhaps
to say the wineries are within driving distance, Hearst Castle, the Montaña de Oro, all of those things are within so many miles, and this is great. You can
right.
come here and enjoy it all.
Just so that we don't have to have a long discussion about this, these brochures that were looked over by Councilwoman DeMeritt, these brochures were designed before we had the printer and the capability of making all these changes immediately. So they were kind of one size fits all the best we can. And what we had in there was based on the size of the publication and how we could cut and paste and put it in there. Our technology has recently changed drastically. So if you want to make those changes, and we certainly are willing to do so, the issue is whatever we do needs to be in concert with the marketing focus of the promotions committee and the city. So we're waiting, because we are the fulfillment, we're waiting to find out what that is so that we can fill that need.
And I debated even bringing this to everyone's attention, Kim, but you're exactly right that we have to figure out what is the focus of these documents, because if I think promotion needs to be on board too.
Copy pieces out, there's always the possibility that they're going to, the majority of them are in Morro Bay, they're going to check Morro Bay first, but they might check the two hotels in Los Osos or the three or five in Cayucas. But it's, again, it's like that sunset issue. As long as we're competitive in our hotel rates, we're probably going to still reap the benefits because we're the ones that are the center and the focus. So I'm not afraid of the competition. I don't see them as competition. I see them as an enhancement. It's like putting all the gas stations on the same corner. If you make sure everybody knows what's there, they're going to make their choices, but they're going to be in the middle, and that's where we are.
And I guess I'm going to disagree with that philosophy, because I think unless our hotels are filled all the time, every day of the week, I think it is competition, and I think we want to promote this town. And I think it's up to Los Osos to promote their town and Cayucas to promote their town. And I think we should focus on this community and its businesses and not just hotels, restaurants, and things to do, but make sure we've got the variety of stores that I think are real special that you can't find in other communities, that's what needs to be promoted, our uniqueness. And I don't see anything that promotes the uniqueness, and that may be something that can be done further as we look at promoting within the county to say this is what makes us different from the rest of you and why you would want to come visit us.
And I certainly don't disagree with you.
I'm going to interrupt because we have one council person who has to leave at 9, and what we need to do is get our philosophical discussion accomplished here as to what we want to do with the bylaws so that we know where this committee is going, and then these kind of discussions are things that should come up within the committee's business afterward. So let's get back on point as far as how we want to do the bylaw change and what we do want to change. I think we've agreed that with number 3, the create and develop cooperative promotions with existing businesses, whether you word it in a paragraph or as a listing, we all agree with that. Is that correct? I got that impression. Okay, so then hours per month at the visitor center. I agree. A certain number of hours should not be included in the bylaws. I totally agree with you there. I don't agree that they shouldn't be serving all year long, because I think that's very important, and I don't care if it's 4 hours, I don't care if it's 2 hours, I don't care if it's one, but I think they should be doing it every month, because then you get a feel for where the tourist influx is and what we have to do in the times when there's no tourist influx and how to develop more activity for that. So I do think it should be monthly. It doesn't have to be a certain number of hours, but I think that that should be part of what the promotions committee expects to do so that they get a real definite one-on-one feel for what the visitors want.
Well, you know, I'd like to speak up about that, because a lot of us are in the tourist business, and you know, we do get a feel for what the visitors want aside from being at the visitor center. So, you know, I think that, you know, I would not want to see us tied to a certain number of hours. I would also, you know, like to maybe encourage us as a committee to figure out how to best educate ourselves about the visitor center, you know, on a yearly basis, how we go about finding out what's going on there, and then maybe create a plan for us to be involved in some way, but not limit us to serving as a volunteer for a certain amount of hours.
Okay,
for example, I deliver the visitor's guides. That's something that I do that helps the visitor center, and that's my way of promoting. Not the beauty piece, mind you, but you know, I deliver, go down and pick up 1,000 of them and deliver them around. So, you know, that's something that I do, and I'm in touch with the promoting of Morro Bay in that way.
Well, and I totally appreciate that, and I understand, and I know you work in the industry and you get it in other ways too. But I think that what's important for this committee, for the members of this committee, is to actually be involved in the visitor center that you are indicating support for, both financially and with your ideas. You need to know what's there, and you need to know what those people are coming in saying. And Melody, I'm sure, can speak to that because she's been doing that lately. Ed can speak to it.
Well, I also take a different approach to that, too, because I suppose if my relatively innocuous and youthful appearance, as Kim knows, because she's behind the desk, I'll often bicycle in, and I just look like an ordinary tourist who walked in, and no one recognizes my face. And so I actually get to see how the respondents, oh, sir, may I help you? And well, no, I'm just looking and trying to figure out how they response. There's something to be said for the undercover approach to finding out what goes on.
Okay, so you'll do the undercover one. All right, you all wear disguises once a month and go into the visitor center.
I think it's important to have in our bylaws that each member of this committee shall serve some amount of time at the visitor center as part of our bylaws. Now, if you I would rather not put some amount of time, those words. I would rather try to do some minimum, a number of hours, spread it out throughout the year, maybe turn around and set a goal this coming year and see how that works.
But at the same time, cover what you're saying, and I would suggest quarterly rather than monthly.
I would suggest that we don't go any further in this at all, but simply let the committee get together, look it over, come back to us. We're going to have to approve this, folks, at the end. So rather than put any more input into it, let's them decide what they want to do on a yearly basis and bring it back as part of their...
Well, yes and no. I mean, we're the ones who have to establish if we want...
We can establish that they can do something, but let them decide what they want to do.
Right, but the reason all this came up is because we wanted to change the focus of the group and have it be more inclusive, have it be more creative, have it be open.
We're going to do that.
And what we need to do is give them some real guidance, because we've seen what ideas that we suggest, and then they have ideas, and then we never come to any conclusions. So today what we're trying to do is reach some definite parameters. So even if it's just say, you know, okay, the members need to serve in the visitor center quarterly or monthly, we need to give them at least that much, and then they can figure out how.
I think we have. We don't need to go any further.
No, we're talking quarterly, monthly.
We don't need to do that.
Not at all.
They do that.
But that's what I'm saying. Here you have a member already who's saying doesn't want to do it at all, and I'm not saying that you're not cooperating. I'm just saying she doesn't feel that that's necessary to be in the business.
You know, that isn't what I said either, so
okay.
I just want to make that really clear. It doesn't mean I don't want to serve at all. I'm just saying that as a committee, maybe we can discuss that at our next meeting.
How about this? Each member will serve a minimum of 2 hours each quarter as needed and recommended by the director. I still would like to tie it to the requirements of the visitor center. In other words, let the visitor center set the timetable, but the obligation will be to serve 2 hours every quarter by each member of the committee. How does the committee feel about that?
Okay.
Can we handle 2 hours every 3 months at the visitor center? That's what it amounts to.
Okay, that sounds good.
You know what? We can, just like councils here, it's a public meeting, we can make motions, we can approve stuff, and we can, you know, put it in concrete, and we can move on. So if someone feels comfortable, I don't want to jump out of line here because we've got some other issues, I don't know how council feels, but... I mean, the idea is to try to get this done and approved. If there's something that just isn't going to work and we need to talk about it more, fine. But I think that we can, you know, we can make some motions, we can approve some stuff, and we'll have it all put in writing, get presented back to you folks to say, yep, that's what we said or that's what we agreed on, and go.
Okay, well, we're down to four already, so why don't we go ahead and complete the list because we've revised the first four.
Okay. If that's okay with everybody, number five, research and develop campaigns to attract new businesses or supplemental services that would add to Morro Bay's attractiveness. I tried to include that idea in the one paragraph with regards, I think it's almost in some ways, unless I'm misinterpreting, it's kind of a duplication of create and develop cooperative promotions with existing businesses. I know that that's why I added the word infrastructure, and that we'll take a look at the infrastructure. And John Sorgenfrey is constantly talking about Morro Bay's product. What's our product? How do we improve our product? And I think that to me, means the tourist-related infrastructure of Morro Bay, whether it's, you know, Melody, or, you know, Betty doesn't agree. I know, I was thinking about her and looking at you.
Well, I agree, but again, what's come to mind lately is, and it was this Rock to Pier and other things that the rec department promotes. There's a lot of city functions that draw people in that could be expanded upon. So I think not just promote or think about enhancing what we currently have. What do I want to say? Not just look at new programs, but look at what we're already doing and pull those things in and see if we can. I mean, I think we'd see that we've got tons of things going on rather than one thing here and one thing here. Because, yeah, if it's just tourist-related, as defined by what this committee has done and the chamber's been doing, there's very few. Like, it's not every month. But if you look at the things citywide that are being promoted by different groups, by the city, as well as individuals, I think there's lots of stuff going on. And I'm not sure how to pull all that together.
We already have that in our bylaws.
Okay.
In the first paragraph, it says to advertise and promote Morro Bay and its special events.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't specify tourist events, really, it just mm-hmm. says special events.
Mm-hmm.
The promotions committee traditionally has hung its hat on the Light a Boat Parade.
Right.
And there's a classic example of a city put on event that the promotions committee has always deemed. We were involved in getting it changed from a Saturday. It used to go from Saturday to Sunday to Saturday to Sunday over the years. And we finally said, if this is going to work, it's got to be on a Saturday from mm-hmm. a tourist mm-hmm. draw standpoint, because people from Fresno won't come over here on a Sunday mm-hmm. and have to, with kids having to go to school Monday morning. So anyway, that...
See, I think with that expertise... I
also heard that Mr. Biagini is on track with us with number six. But on number five, what we added there as a council was this notion about new businesses as opposed to existing. That there be this sense that when we see empty storefronts and we have an idea, or David goes traveling somewhere and he sees a business somewhere, he walks in and says, hey, we've got some commercial frontage space in Morro Bay. Here's my card, you know. All of you, I think, many of you interact with businessmen who come here and they're on vacation to just say, hey, take a look around. We've got these commercial spaces up on Morro Bay Boulevard. We've got this mixed-use building over here. You know, take a look around. So it's just this notion. I didn't want to leave the idea out of new businesses, because we're building a lot of commercial space in town, and a way of promoting that. I don't know what other committee we could go to effectively to ask for that kind of promotion to say, hey, bring your business to town.
And it doesn't have to be tourist related. I mean, that whole idea is, wouldn't it be wonderful to have a little deli or something in the side of town that, yeah, well, North Morro Bay or farther up Morro Bay Boulevard away from downtown, so that area has a place for their people to go to lunch, for people who are visiting to stop there right off the bat. It's not so much... The fellow who owns Roses told me when I said, oh, the galley closed, you opened, isn't that good for business? He said, No, it's much better for business. The more restaurants there are, the more hotels there are, the more everything there is, the better for everyone, because it draws more people and they're going to get to your business too. So we did want to open this up to not just tourist-related, but business for the community. What do visitors look for that we don't have? Let's bring it in.
Well, and if I may, in terms of bringing a business in, if we expand the notion of business, because the word business I've circled on every document that's come out here is to exactly how to define business. And what we've looked at so far are worthwhile, of course, for all the retail people here and people in hotel. It's about the cash register, and it's a commercial thing. But I'm wondering if this, we may look in the other direction. Does not the definition of business, would that not include institutional businesses? And by that I mean, for example, I believe at a meeting a few months ago, Betty mentioned that the Marine Mammal Rehabilitation Center had opened, even though it wasn't open to the public. Now, that's a non-governmental institution, yet word available to the public that's certainly something tourists and schools and children could come and see. So would that not be considered also worthy of developing in the same line as a cash register retail business? Going to a macro scale from there, if the Marine Mammal Rehabilitation Center is worthwhile, then why not the California Central Coast Maritime History Museum? In other words, would you not consider then institutional organizations and then make sure that that's as included, as worthwhile as a delicatessen? Because if you do that at a sort of a small scale, then you could also have macro scale.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I think that's correct. You have to define business. And institutions are certainly one thing, although the two you mentioned are probably not big revenue draws for the city, but they might bring people to hotels at one point or another. I know in times past people have talked about, wouldn't it be great if Morro Bay had a non-polluting business like the computer industry of some kind here, but the city itself, both the promotions committee and our city government, need to sit down and really think about that, because cities have a tendency to either encourage business or drive them away, and we have a reputation in the outside world as being very happy driving businesses away or making it very difficult for them. And a couple of things recently, a technology business probably wouldn't be as happy here because we just adopted some zoning ordinance that will make it more difficult for wireless technology. We've done away with more sites, if you will, for like internet and so forth like that, wireless. The other thing we've done, or to some extent, the other thing we've done is just raise the price of buying a parking place in the city. So on the one hand, we've been talking about let's bring business in. I think the definition we've been using is let's bring little shops in, because that's about the only thing you could bring in here without a great deal of difficulty. And if that's what we're looking for, fine. If we're talking about a bigger thing that would make the community healthier, then we got to figure out how to do that and come up with a definition of that, and then try to put some mechanics into it so a business would be even willing to come here, because right now they don't want to.
I think that in my first note that I made when I read this, and I've thought about it, like David has circled the word business all over the place. I just made a note a couple of days ago that said the phrase business development, which was to be included, or which was an idea to include in the opening paragraph or one of our paragraphs in our bylaws. I just said that business development is better left to a separate economic development committee. The CPC should be focusing on promoting tourism. We are a tourism promotional. That's what our expertise is. That's what we were put on this committee to do. We're not economic development experts. I think it for us to spend time in going into why businesses can't come here.
Just what you have been discussing, and quite frankly, I have to agree with Councilman Pierce. It's very difficult because we get the people here, and then it's very difficult for them to get their business started. What this council and committee needs to understand is how very difficult it is to remain in business over the long haul here in the city of Morro Bay. And as long as those are issues that we have to overcome, those are going to continue to be a roadblock for that kind of development. But I do agree that as the promotions committee, it has never been our responsibility to, and I say our because I'm here as an advisor, not on the committee, but it's never been part of the promotions committee responsibility to do business development. That's been the focus of the Chamber of Commerce.
If I could just make one comment, I think that where the promotions committee is really involved in promoting business is to bring tourists in, because tourists are customers. And the more tourists that come here, the more customers the businesses are going to have. And what's going to bring a business in is going to be a customer base. What's going to bring Trader Joe's in is they're going to look at, I'm sure they have a very exact formula. and they're going to determine, well, how many people are going to come and shop in that store? And if we bring in a lot of tourists that are going to go to Trader Joe's, then therefore Trader Joe's is going to come. So in that sense, the more tourists that we can bring in, the tourist slash customer, because the tourist is going to go into the stores, it's going to buy all the goods that these businesses have, and that's really the attraction, I think, of the businesses. As far as the economic vitality, I can give you one example. I work with the Santa Maria Airport, and they were seeking to get companies to come into their new research park, and the way they found the best way to do that was to get business talking to business. So what they did is they got a team, like an ambassadors program, and they got retired business people, and those people could talk intelligently to another business person about, you know, what's my overhead, what's the employee base here, how many, if it's retail, how many customers, if it's high tech, you know, some of the questions that you brought up as far as the viability. But, and I think that would be valuable, and that may be something the council might want to consider, is something like an ambassadors program. But ultimately, if we bring in more tourists, we'll have more customers and we'll have more business.
Okay, let me clarify what my thinking was, and maybe I just didn't state it well, was that because most of you do work in the industry where you have public contact, that you're aware of the things that we don't have that people might ask for. And I don't know what those things are. I'm not in that constant contact with the visitors. And that, to me, is something that the promotions committee should be aware of. And then, even if it's just a matter of, you know, the researcher develop an idea and then maybe present it to the council if it is something that is a business-related thing that we have to make concessions for or whatever. But the idea that, you know, a lot of our tourists ask for this and we don't have it, that's more what I was looking for, I think, in this point. And maybe it doesn't have to be separated out as an individual item, but it was more the idea of, if you're aware of something that we don't have that would make this more attractive to our visitors or make our visitors stay here longer or during the day when they're usually going someplace else to taste wine, if we had something like that here, things like that is what I was aiming for. And if there's a better way to say that, that's fine with me.
I think it was with the phrase to develop the campaign. I like the word research. It's sort of making it sound like it's a research, ferreting out information, conducting an analysis, and then forwarding to up the ladder city to ascertain if this is a valuable thing.
Yeah. And actually, David, I was just looking at that phrase and develop campaigns, and that's the huge job, you know.
Yeah.
But what you're saying, Janice, is true. The research is just the interaction that you do on a daily basis, and then just to bring those into the promotions committee, say, this is what we've heard people are looking for, but I don't think that we can, in fairness, ask them to be developing campaigns.
Right. Yeah,
so
I agree.
If we took number 5 and just said, research to find new businesses or supplemental services that would add to Morro Bay's attractiveness, that's just on a daily basis interacting with people and then forwarding it up to council or to somebody or to John and saying, or Kim, and saying, this is what I hear people are looking for. We don't have it.
How do you feel about this wording? With my little paragraph here where I actually had originally said increased tourism through the establishment of additional events as well as possible improvements to the tourism infrastructure in Morro Bay, what if we added possible improvements to the tourism and business infrastructure in Morro Bay so that we would be cognizant and recognizing what, besides what we're missing in the tourism world, that would draw visitors, those things that we might be missing in the business world that would attract business.
I think where I'm having a concern is, and so maybe it's semantics. Maybe I'm getting a different picture and we're talking about the same thing.
Well, you're almost, if you come here and visit, I'm sorry, and it's not a bad word, but you're a tourist.
Okay.
So I don't care if you stay here overnight or you eat lunch or you walk into Wavelengths and go back to San Luis. You're a tourist for that.
Okay. See, and that's where I think I wasn't matching you, is that I didn't know how you were defining tourist.
Also, if I could jump in, Ed, if you could read that line once more, I think you actually have done it when you add and infrastructure. If you could just read that to
us. The committee will also investigate ways to increase tourism through the establishment of additional events as well as possible improvements to the tourism and business infrastructure in Morro Bay.
I think that does it. Do you think so, Janice? I heard everything in it, the events, the tourism, the business infrastructure.
Yeah, I think it does. The only so that's combining numbers five and six, right? That sentence?
Yes.
Okay.
It's in
and the only thing I would caution, and I don't have what you have in front of me, so it's hard to do, but I don't want us to make some big, long, unwieldy paragraph that then becomes just a lot of words that we can't put specific tasks to.
This paragraph is five lines.
Okay, because as I said, I don't have it in front of me, and you had another one, so I'm not sure where they divide up.
Well, but it's their job now. We'll leave shortly, and then it'll be their job to kind of say, do we like this wording, and what will we present to council? I think they've heard from us.
Right. No, I'm just concerned that it not become exactly that big, vague, unwieldy paragraph that nobody knows what it means.
Are we ready for number seven?
Yeah. And could I just ask, there's several people that haven't talked yet today, and is it okay if other people talk?
Yeah, Billy was trying to get his mic on at one point.
I've been kind of biting my tongue here a little bit. And
is your mic on?
You're biting the microphone, too.
It comes on and goes off.
Hello.
If we're backing off of trying to attract businesses to the area, then we've kind of backed off on one of the things that's a bone of contention with me, and that is it's really hard to invite businesses in, as Bill was saying, into a situation where it's impossible for them to come into town. And believe me, it is. If you're a restaurateur or a coffee shop owner, it's impossible. It's impossible. You saw signs up by the park where there was going to be a parkside coffee shop. Okay, can't do it because of the in lieu of parking fees. These are small people that wanted to put in a little coffee shop. Can't do it. Can't do it. I can't expand my business. Can't do it. Okay, it's cost prohibitive, and you've raised the cost. We can't bring businesses into this community when it's cost me less to go into San Luis, it cost me less to go into Atascadero, it cost me less to go to Paso Robles, cost me less to go to any town here. They make concessions for it. There's a couple that have adopted this in lieu of parking fees and raising it, and that's how you're going to get money for parking, for a parking problem that in my part of town doesn't exist yet. And maybe you're taking preventative steps, but in the busiest part of Old Town, which would be Saturday afternoon during Farmers Market, I have gone there countless times, and I'm sure you all have. I've never parked more than a block away from that event. The only time there's been a parking problem is when we have Harbor Festival, 4th of July, and that's about it in our part of town. Yet, if I wanted to expand my business, it's impossible. It's impossible because the restaurant business is limited. You have to have a parking space for every 60 square feet of floor space you have seating. Okay. So if I were to expand 600 square feet, I'd need 10 parking spaces. The existing parking spaces allotted for that space now is 2. Okay, so I've got to come up with 4 parking spaces, and what's that cost me? So when you put it on us to, why I've been biting my tongue is I didn't want to jump into all of that, and if you're going to take that off our plate as a promotions committee, which I appreciate that you take it off our plate, because I don't think that's what I signed on for. I signed on to promote tourism. And tourism, if you read the mission statement for this committee, it's essential. Okay, that word is etched in my head. It's essential for the welfare of this town that we have tourists, whether you like them or not, whether they stop in the middle of the street for no reason at all. Okay, we have to have them. We've been using. So I was really didn't want to get into trying to attract businesses here. I don't think that's our job. I happened to chair the last Economic Vitality Committee that this city had. It was an offshoot from the Chamber of Commerce. And as a on the board of directors with you had to take on a committee, and I got stuck with actually several, but the last Economic Vitality Committee. And there were people that showed up, and we would sit around and talk, and absolutely nothing would get done. And as chair, as I started figuring out what was going on, and I wanted to get some enthusiasm and do something, nobody showed up to the meeting. The last two meetings we had, there was Sudine Walker and myself, and that was it. And at that point, we decided it wasn't working. But that's what you need. You need somebody to address that, and you can set up a committee for that to go out and look for businesses. But you better make it a an environment that's friendly to businesses. We looked at, and this is before changing the in lieu of parking fees, we looked at putting in a restaurant on one of the two corners that's available in the center of town. Okay? The in lieu of parking fees, and this is before they got raised, in lieu of parking fees exceeded the cost of building the building. You're not going to attract businesses when they have to pay more for parking problems that really don't exist for them.
I know this is non-topic for us today, but I am curious, what did you have to pay in lieu parking when you opened your store in San Luis?
We actually arranged our seating in that store so that we only occupied 240 square feet. Many people have asked me why my counter is in the middle of my store and that there isn't more seating in my place. That's why.
Okay. That was,
that was the only way we could do it.
I had to ask the question since you brought it up.
Yeah, we couldn't do it any other way.
Okay.
At various times, we have looked at space next to us to expand into, but if we put any seating in there, we couldn't do it. And that was before you raised the prices. Okay, so if you guys want to promote the city as a place to bring a business, then you have to make it a place that is attractive to a business. They're not coming. They'll go to one of the other towns. I wouldn't open another coffee shop here. I'd open it someplace else. And I'm sorry, because I love Morro Bay. And I'd love to turn the building that my roasting facilities into a coffee shop, but I can't do it. There's no way, unless one of you guys want to loan me a couple hundred thousand for in lieu of parking fees. So.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to have to hear that.
I wasn't going to talk at all.
I think one of the same things hit me when I read your memo. I think the ideas that the council has given us are great. The one thing that stuck in my mind was this economic development idea that we had to go out and bring in new businesses to Morro Bay. One of the things I think that's led you to that is the name of our committee, Promotions Committee. I thought about this greatly, and I said, you know what we really are is a tourist marketing advisory board. We're not a promotions committee that goes out and creates promotions and campaigns, brings in events. That's not, but the word promotions sort of connotes that. We promote. Well, what we really are is a tourist marketing advisory board. We give you advice on marketing to the tourists. And maybe it's time that you change the name of our committee to that very name, because that's what we're doing. We're not promoting businesses. We're not promoting events. We're giving you advice on tourist marketing, and that's what we do. We advise you on the medium that we use. We advise you on campaigns. We have creative advice, creative help, budgeting, and spending that money that you give us judiciously, as well as running the visitor center. That's what we do. We don't do any of these other things. So to put us in focus, to keep us focused on where you want us to go, I think you need to put the word tourist marketing in your heads. Once you get that in your heads, that's what we do, and that's what we will do, and I think that Billy wants to do, and that's what everybody on this committee wants to do. We haven't discussed it with the committee, but that's what I think you might want to consider.
It's my turn. I'll be shorter than Bill. First of all, I want to really thank the refreshing idea of
getting out of hotel business as what we do as filling rooms, because we can do co-op advertisements with. It's really, really important that we do that, because I see it in the hotel industry where they have regions of co-ops that happen, and those regions are even growing to Western United States instead of just California, because they're trying to consolidate the dollars. So it's very, very important that we do that. The last thing I just like to make and like to really discuss this issue of, I think it's great that you volunteer in the visitor center, us required to be volunteers as the visitor center, but there's certain people in this room that actually do volunteer work and talk to customers that come into this town and spend time and hours at their own time that is not in the visitor center. I'll give you a perfect example of what I do. Harbor Festival weekend, I spend 16 hours a day, 2 days, talking to customers and collecting their cash and bringing people in out of this town to help me collect that cash to organize the visitor center. And I think for the 32 hours that till my feet fall off that I spend out there, it should be part of the credit that I should get to spending time in the visitor center. I think we really need to talk about that instead of voting on it. And so that's all I want to say. I'm not going to be long as Bill.
Okay, can I do just a quick response to that? It's not to not value the work that you do, the work that Trina does. I totally understand that, and I know that you're getting that input and doing a lot for the city by doing that. I realize that. What we're looking at, though, is that the people who are there in the visitor center find out what the tourists coming into that visitor center are looking for or complaining about or asking about, that I can't find this, or whatever the point may be. So while what you do is certainly valuable and has that input, it's only at the Harbor Festival or only at Hearst Castle. And I'm not saying that's not valuable. Please don't misunderstand. But what I am saying is that what this committee needs to be aware of is what our visitors look for when they come into that visitor center, because that's what you're supporting with your decisions. So all I'm saying, and it doesn't even have to be 2 hours at the same time. You know, I'm not looking to supplement Kim's staff. What I'm looking at is just for you to be there and be aware of what's going on there on a regular basis, and quarterly is fine. It can be 15 minutes on a Saturday in the middle of the day, just so you get a feel for what's happening. That's all we're looking for. And not everyone that's going to be on this committee is going to have that background that you do and that contact that you have. There's going to be people that don't work in the service industry on the committee, and we want them to make sure that they get that direct contact. That's all.
The wording that I have in that paragraph for our bylaws has to do with the purpose behind it was to understand the operations of the visitor center. It isn't to understand the visitor. It isn't to, like, subsidize staff. It was just to understand the workings and how the visitor center works. Just that simple. So, you know, that's all it is. And I guess what we need to do is to take this back to our committee and, you know, beat each other up and define how much time that we need to spend there to get that education of how it works. I like Janice's idea that the visitor center runs completely different in the month of August than it does in the month of January. I mean, I'll guarantee you it does. In essence, it's the same, but there's a whole lot less people to deal with. So anyway, that was my reasoning behind putting the words understanding the workings of the visitor center, the operation of the visitor center.
Could I jump in with something that's been occurring to me, and now listening to Trina and John both and Ed, that when I went and volunteered at the visitor center, I came back and made a report as an announcement, but council heard me say, what did I observe? You might also have them consider that at least one of them goes down every couple of months and comes back and makes a report at their promotions committee. What did I see? What's the trend I see? That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think that we need all of them down there, particularly every quarter, but one or two of them could go down there every quarter and then come back and make a report to the promotions committee about what they see.
Well, that was something that I was going to suggest, and that in our discussion we might come up with a plan that works that way, because somebody reporting to us what they've observed on a regular basis, I think is, you know, I trust what they observe, and, you know, if I have time, great, and I think that we can just do that in committee and discuss that and come up with a plan that works for us.
Well, the horse isn't completely dead. I think we're getting close to it on this one, and maybe we could just refer back to the committee, and then we'll come back to you folks and with an idea that I think we know what you want, and that's the reason why we're here today, to kind of get a meeting of the minds, and then we'll get down to the yeah. specifics. Is
which
that
brings
okay?
us to, yeah, which brings us to number 7.
No, it does it now. I don't know how everybody else feels, but I don't think that this line, as it's written, needs to be in the bylaws. I don't think it should be a part of the bylaws of the Promotions Committee. To me,
what content is appropriate for, you know, does there need to be a separate chamber page, separate visitor page, and if so, what's on the main page? That kind of decision has to be made so that everybody is clear as to who's doing what.
I think it's, be honest with you, I think in the last week and a half or 2 weeks, it's gotten clearer and clearer, you know, between the Promotions Committee, the Visitor Center, and our advertising agency with regards to the website. And I also think that when we get down to the balance of this, and if you see some ideas on, I mean, we already have a website subcommittee. I mean, that committee is set down originally was just to set up when John Sorgenfrey originally redesigned the website. But I suggest that that committee be one of our standing committees, and that they continue to work with the Visitor Center and mostly with John.
As the liaison, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
If I could just add, I think that we have made a lot of progress in that regard. I know that time is of essence here, but if I could, it will take just a few seconds. I'd like to show a new opening page that we did, because it's a kind of a rare opportunity that we'd have the council here. It will take just a... Would you be willing to look at that real quick?
Sure. Will there be a public comment after that?
There'll be public comment at the beginning of the Promotions Committee. So you can, you know, collect things for that.
So
it's going to continue.
Basically, what this is doing is we're going out for a redesign of the website. We want to try to clean up the home page, make it a little bit clearer, and kind of take the website to the next stage. We started with a website, then we refined it, and now this is kind of the next level for it. This would be the opening page.
I thought that was the webcam that you guys have set up.
Yeah, that's what it looks like right now. Uh-huh. If you could see the rock.
Yeah, I can see the rock from here.
It's a rock on a foggy day.
Well, if you're waiting for that drum roll, it's not going to occur. What we have is we'll show the opening. This is what people would, when they come to Morro Bay, the website, this is what they would see. And then what we also have done, we heard loud and clear from the council that we wanted to promote events more in the city on the website, more specifically. And so I have some layouts for that as well that will be coming up, hopefully.
So, Mr. Sorgenfrey, I'm filling up a little time here, but this isn't what I saw on the website last night then.
No.
These are new proposed ideas.
Right.
Great.
This isn't live yet. I was going to make an announcement earlier that we had two pieces of business, because we knew we probably wouldn't get to much of our agenda today, but I asked John ahead of time. I said, do we have anything that's, you know, kind of crucial from our committee standpoint that we need to get through today? And he said, well, there's a couple of things. I said, ooh, let's see if we can tie it in with our joint meeting and kind of kill two birds. And this is one of those items with regards to the to that.
Well, and I would caution everyone, too. I know that change is difficult. Change is really hard, and sometimes it's different opinions get very heated, and we just have to be patient about all this and work through it, and then it's all going to be to our advantage. So,
well, if you want to move forward, then when they get it ready, then maybe we can just stop and look at it real quick. I know I don't want to take up any more
okay,
time.
Okay, I think the one thing, mm-hmm. Ed, that we need to discuss, too, is the Promotion Budget Committee, because
right.
what that does is kind of take away some of that busy work from your committee.
Right.
And, one of the, oh, wait, we got it up now.
Oh, sure.
So the idea here is to not take too long on the introduction, because sometimes Flash can be boring where people just hit skip, but we wanted to have something where it was attractive, we got their attention. The whole idea here is that there's a lot to do in Morro Bay. It's fun.
Oh, I love it.
And what we also wanted to do was to put some seasonality to it. So every season, not only will we have our little plate that's on there now, which frankly we have too many little buttons, and that was the problem, because it just sort of got added. We wanted one for the newsletter, we wanted one for another area, and so what happened is we just had little squares all throughout the homepage that exists now. So this is designed to clean it up and then also put some seasonality to it with the pictures as well as the copy. And I think it's especially important in the off season, because we all know that our calls, and then they can click on that link and they'll go to this page. And then just, that's an example, the Bird Festival. The next one is the, that's an example of how we've expanded the pop-up. So that's not going to lay over that page. What happens is they first come to the pop-up, there'll be a picture there with just the time and date. They click on the link and then they go to the full page if they want more detail. This is an example of
now,
car show.
These pop-ups that are coming up, are they the things that are they going to be filtered out by everybody's pop-up blockers?
No, they're actually built into our software. In fact,
okay.
One of the reasons we have a pop-up, I almost like to get rid of it, but it's going to take some pretty extensive retooling of the software, because it's designed right now that a pop-up comes up. But this would be, ideally, most people that are going to be interested, there's going to be a link right there that'll say for more details. Then they'll come and they'll have a full page to look. And you can see that the design of it's fairly simple in nature, but there will be text and then a picture that will correspond to it. And we could even get more elaborate and have more pictures, but this just kind of gives you an example.
I'd like to make just a quick note, if I could, that we worked really, really hard on our destination guide and the branding of Morro Bay. The Morro Bay Discover Your Better Nature is really carried over in the website, and it's just great, because if someone now even got the hard copy, it would look very much like that, the logos and the type. And so I think that's just a note for everyone that that's been something we've worked really hard on doing.
Thanks for mentioning that, because you see that there's a correlation with our destination guide with the look, and that's the other idea, was to tie that all in. When they get their fulfillment from us, it's going to tie into the website.
Okay. Also, who did Rock and Row? I love that. That is, especially in Big Reds, because you've got, like, I just came back from the Sierra Club National Summit meeting in San Francisco. You've got your, like, hardcore outdoor adventure, like, they're all with their Gore-Tex and all that kind of stuff, and, like, Rock and Row has that definite, like, rock climbing, wall climbing. Not that they're climbing this rock, but
we've used that headline in Outside Magazine and some of the other ones for just more specific.
That was an event that died due to bureaucracy. Never happened.
Anyway, I appreciate being able to show that to you,
yeah,
and I think we're making progress along the lines of cleaning the website up and making it more user friendly.
Could I just jump in? I teach website evaluation, and I'm absolutely thrilled.
Oh, good.
With what you've done, the use of Flash and not too much, the use of audio, not too much, and those pop-up things, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
So I guess now I got to go out and get speakers from my computer.
I got to get a computer.
Can I just throw I love this too, where my jumping off is and where I'd really like to see the promotions committee go at some point is to actually do a TV channel. That promotes, you know, I have a friend that moved to Hawaii, and so I've been there several times. And everywhere in Hawaii, you've got at least one, sometimes two or three channels on that island that tells you either history or events going on or promotes little businesses. But if we could get a TV channel, which I guess is what the council needs to do, but have that then promote the different little businesses in town, promote the different events in town. But I think an in-hotel TV channel that even goes to not just hotels but the whole community, I think would be a real boon.
I think we do have one, don't we?
Well, it is, but it unfortunately doesn't go into households.
No, but in the hotels
VTV,
we do.
Visitor television is probably in almost every hotel room in this town, which is just about Morro Bay.
Yeah, and it is.
And who's in charge of that?
Actually, I believe it's Stan Trapp's son now is...
So it's a private thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And paid for by advertising.
But you helped with the film, right?
Well, I think that, this is interesting because it ties in. One of the things that I proposed and that the committee approved was to develop a DVD that would be an overview of Morro Bay. Mm-hmm. And basically would be almost, if you could imagine, a visual destination guide. And that could easily be adapted into something like that, where it would be either edited down in, on visitors television. Not only would it be in this community, but could be in Pismo Beach and mm-hmm. other places where we want to draw maybe the visitor decided Pismo or Paso Robles one time, then we can kind of entice them to come here. So we'll mm-hmm. actually have the, once that's produced, because that's designed for press, but it would also be, could be edited for the consumer as well, real easily, just with a new voice track.
Mm-hmm. Because as people who live here, we don't even know what's here, you know, always. I mean, we know a lot, but when we have people come to town, they stay in our homes. We'd like to see what's on TV, too, that we can promote to them.
Well, I think this could be put on the local channel, couldn't it?
Yeah, I think Steve...
Well, that's something we'd have to discuss, though, because we have limitations on what we can put on the government channel.
Right.
So we would have to
Could we move forward?
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
I don't want to cut anybody off, but... I think the other real pressing issue that we have, and a couple of these items have already been addressed, but the balance of the memo, the first one is the consider establishing an ad hoc committee each year to coincide with renewal of the ad. Now, if you have our packet, and I don't know if you have our full packet,
I think so.
But right now I can tell you that there's 9 or 10 pages of financial stuff in our packet. For this meeting. Now, granted, we did not have a promotions committee meeting last month, so we have last month's financials, the year-end financials, and July's financials. However, what Bob has done for us and what we talked about doing was looking at basically two reports, brief reports, on a monthly basis. One of those being a report from John Sorgenfrey, not the city finance department, but from John Sorgenfrey, that shows all of our media. I don't know, Nancy, do you have it for the overhead?
It'll be the one with the with budget on it. That's it.
If you take a, if you, and I'm sure you look at your own financial, I mean, we're just part of the same financials that you folks look at a broader picture on some, with some regularity, I'm sure. If you look at this, and while it does look like a bunch of numbers up there, to me it means 100 times more than our financials have to us in the last 10 years. It's very, very simple. It's got a list of every ad that we do or every promotional idea that we have. It's got the amount that's been budgeted to that category. It's got the amount that we've spent and the amount that we still have still available. And the reason why, whether this ad hoc committee is created or not, this committee will continue to look at money. And the reason is because in the past, we've always had a contingency fund. We've always not committed all of our money. And the reason is, and John can say, will tell you, he'll come to us at any given month and say, listen, we just got a call from Sunset Magazine. They've got a spot available right now. It's half price. Well, if we have money set aside to be able to do that, we can jump on those last-minute options that we might not have a chance to do. So that's one of the reasons why we've tried and probably spent way too much time talking about it, is because we could never really figure out and understand how much we had spent and how much we had. The line items didn't match our budget, but now there's going to be an exact amount. Also, the city is almost sometimes 60 days in arrears with the time that the money's been spent, the bill comes in, the bill gets paid, but now we'll have real-time reporting from John because he's the guy responsible for spending the money. So he'll come to us whether the check's been written. When you see up there spent, that means there'll be the commitment will be made, and we'll have a real accurate time. I'm going to guess we'll spend 5 minutes a month looking at that piece of paper instead of the pages of financials that we have. The other issue that Bob has been kind enough and Jim Kozer were kind enough to separate for us is a category for the visitor center. The other line item that we're responsible for is to look at those items that we reimburse the visitor center for, because they do the fulfillment. We create the need for all the work that they do down there outside of serving individual visitors when they come into the center. We ask them to do mailings to all the ad respondents from all the ads that are placed in all the publications that we do. Those come in the form of address labels, and the visitor center mails out and packages, stuffs envelopes, stamps them, and all that stuff. The other thing they do is they answer that 800 number. So, and the other thing they do, the big thing they do also, is they go to trade shows for us. So we sit down and we go, we're going to LA trade show? Yeah, who's going to go? Well, it's Kim and staff that goes to those trade shows for us. So we've agreed to not only reimburse them for the cost of the space rental for that trade show, which is anywhere from $800 to $1,500 a pop, to also reimbursing them for their travel expenses for going to and from. We've never been charged a fee for the labor and the time that they're there. They've always done that as volunteers for us, if you could call it that. So anyway, those line items have always been a part of our big financial picture. Now we have a separate category, and Bob has categorized that as visitor center, and I know the promotions committee has those three pages in their packet that we can sit down and look. Sure, all the budget line items are there for the whole budget, but all we have to look at is those six line items that are attributed to the visitor center: reimbursement of postage, trade show expense, travel expense for that, and the 800 line.
Clarification. I think the visitor center's contract, though, says that you will review their monthly statement, just not just what you reimburse to them. And so that's another piece of paper.
That job has never been given to the promotions committee.
I think it is in the contract.
If you want it to, but
no, it is. It is. It says that they will produce a financial statement to the promotions committee on a monthly basis. And that was in their contract as of a year ago.
That's what the council's understanding is. It's another piece of information you'll look at unless you have a question that, oh, my gosh, look what the phone was this year, this month, what happened. Then it doesn't have to be brought up for discussion. It's just a point of information.
Is there a consensus on the part of the council as to where the information should go or what we should do with it?
Yeah, we said it should be provided to the committee and the council just as a handout.
Why can't it just be sent to City Hall, to Bridget, and let her put
just
it?
Just for distribution. Mm-hmm.
At this time, what has been occurring is that the invoices go to the city, and it's my understanding that they go directly to Bridget and then to Mr. Kozer.
This
and
would
I
be
don't
a
know
separate
who the
thing. This
other
isn't,
people
this
are
isn't invoices.
I have no
this
idea.
This is just your report. And it's just information so that we as a council are aware of how the monies are being spent. That's all. We just want to know.
Right.
And promotions needs to know. So it's just a point of information. It doesn't have to be discussed.
The line items that I saw on the memo that came out yesterday from... Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's from the council
items.
Or from you.
It's from the council.
Those are the things that are on the invoices that are sent directly to Bridget. These are items that the promotions committee reimburses us for. So there still needs to be clarification if you're talking about the contract, because the contract that we have with the city is to run the visitor center. That is a contract in and to itself. The things that we charge to the promotions committee as reimbursables are a different set of expenses.
Okay, I think what the council was looking for, and correct me if I'm wrong, was what the money that is given to the visitor center by the council, how that's used.
I think I'd like to jump in since I brought this up to council, and I thought it was totally resolved, and I think that Kim is resolving it with this document here, that I had said that the contract, as Kim read it, includes an accounting of costs. And so we've always gotten this bar chart about visitors and phone calls. And now she's added to it a document here that looks like this on the monthly costs for July. And if these could simply come to council as part of the promotions committee minutes, that they get delivered to you guys. And I get your minutes, but I've never gotten one of these. And I think it could just be easy that when you get them and we get a copy of the minutes from your meetings, that this gets tacked on. It goes to you and then goes to us that way.
Melody, when you said these, are you talking about both? Because originally you said you do get the visitor information report.
I've never gotten one of these.
Okay. Let me jump in for a second. Here's the problem I have, and I explained this to Bob. I don't think the promotions committee should be responsible for anything to do with the contract that the city has with the Chamber of Commerce to run the visitor center. I don't think we care about what their rent is. I don't care what their electricity bill is. I think that is your guys' job to do that. I don't want us, we should not, it shouldn't even come to us. We have always, and Kim's always been religious about providing us with the visitor part of that agreement. Now, that being said, we have always received the financial information because we're the ones that budget. We sit down once a year with Kim, one meeting, and we say, how much do you need for postage this year? How much do you need for 800 number this year? How much do you need for copying and printing expenses this year? Those line items are on this separate sheet now that Bob has separated to the visitor center portion. These are reimbursables. These have nothing to do with the visitor center contract that you folks have with the chamber to run the visitor center. These are items in the promotions committee budget that we use to reimburse. So we track those anyway. The money that Kim gets from you folks and then therefore spends in running the visitor center, that wouldn't show up on these financials no matter what, because it's not, you know, that's a whole separate issue. I don't know if I'm...
Right. And so, if I could jump in and just say that I agree with you, except that the contract says that she delivers those reports to the promotions committee. I agree with you. She should, those reports should be delivered to council because we provide them that money. I don't want you guys to... I agree with you, but I'm saying that what the contract says, so I was just looking for a way to get it legal with the contract that it goes to you and it gets just copied to us with your
It doesn't go to them by the contract as I heard it.
Everything goes directly to Bridget, and I think just a simple memo to Bridget would be to distribute the information however the council deems necessary.
The easiest way to resolve this, I think, Janice, is have the visitor center information sent to Bridget. Mm-hmm. Then each of us, I don't need it in my mailbox. Necessarily. Put it in the read file.
Well, that can be up to the individual council member. If somebody wants it every month, we can get it. That's easy.
That's easy. Okay, yeah. That's the way it ought to happen. It ought to be sent to the city, to Bridget, and then we can access...
...today at noon, and this is the report that was previously prepared.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
Before anything changes in that report, it would have to go to the board of directors for the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
And that's out of my purview for now. This is what we have and has and does satisfy the contract.
Okay, that's
all
I was asking.
So if there's something more that is needed from the chamber, then that would be something that would have to officially go from the city council to the chamber board.
We have a motion on file about that, and that can be continued on after this meeting. It doesn't have to be decided now. But what we do have to decide now, and I want to get council agreement on it, that the promotion budget committee is not necessary if they are satisfied with this kind of a reporting and it can be handled efficiently and not take up the bulk of their meetings.
I do agree with that, actually, that this is a fine way of looking at it. And also, since there is a motion on the table, I'd like to go ahead and second it because I guess we go to discussion.
What motion?
That's...
I made a motion that we take the report from the visitor center, have them send it to Bridget, and then put it in our read file so we can access it as we need to.
Okay. We did have a motion at our meeting about what that report should include, so I think we've already done that.
And yeah, I think it's already covered.
Then let's do it.
Here,
let's do it again just to clarify.
And his motion is simply, I think we're in the discussion phase, his motion is simply about the delivery.
Yeah.
And because she has all the things that we talked about, the rent, the utilities, the office machines, copying.
Okay, so it goes to Bridget is what we're clarifying.
Yes.
Because the other motion we've already done. Okay.
Yeah.
Did I get a second on that?
As long as I'm not clear with, are you saying that, Ms. DeMeritt, are you saying through her individual invoices that she's creating a report? Because I hear that's what's different.
It's this report that I have right here.
Okay.
That I've always wanted that to just be added to this to fulfill on the contract. And now here it is, just the way we asked her to do it. So all the motion is about is the delivery system to the city, and that's suggesting it goes into the read file monthly through Bridget.
Okay.
And I seconded that.
Okay, correction then, because it's not the way the council asked it to be done. Yeah. The way we had asked it to be done has not yet gone to their board. So this is...
what she does now.
Could you remind that of it?
That's the sheet that I sent out by mail yesterday that said what items had to be just on a monthly and what items were.
I didn't get this, by the way.
Okay.
On email.
I sent an email yesterday.
No.
Anyway, it's what the council had directed at our August 22nd meeting, and her board has not yet looked at it. So
I need to jump in here, Ms. Mayor, and I apologize for interrupting you, but what is before you, that report, is the report that's required through the contract. So if you're looking for something more specific on certain items that you want to know actuals about, and not projections, because we cannot do a projection on this type of contract. You need to go to your attorney and the city manager and discuss how you want to rewrite the contract. Then that is a negotiation that goes back to the Board of the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, we'll discuss that. But for today, this report that is already being generated by the Chamber will go to Bridget for distribution, right?
Yeah.
That's the motion on the table.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. And Mr. Pierce is not here for the vote.
So is the one thing we didn't get clarified was, so it goes to Bridget, but no one's directed Bridget whether or not to give that one section of that second page you guys are all discussing. We don't need that at the promotions committee.
Okay.
Right? Is that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that you need it, but I think it's important to just be informed. You don't have to discuss it, but wouldn't you want to just see it?
No.
Or not? Okay.
The motion was...
I don't know how the committee feels about it, but we're talking about the nuts and bolts of that.
And the promotion was simply to put it in the council read file.
That was our motion at which we voted on. We didn't say we're going to send it to you or anybody else.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're good on that. And we won't have that subcommittee, so that's taken out. And I think that's all you need us for.
I would just review these other items, and then you guys can talk.
I just want to make sure. I have a suggestion.
I want to make sure that everybody understands that we've covered the balance of the stuff that's in the information that's in the memo with regards to establishing the hotel-motel group. I think that it takes this whole committee to put a cooperative marketing effort together, which would include... Obviously, the focus was to try to get those hotels to come up with specials. And as we improve the website, I think that there will be definitely move forward with getting those people to participate more and more and more as we get ourselves in demand. Then they will come, I believe, to be involved. I think we've addressed the business development issue. I think we've addressed the tourism promotion participation issue, which we will take up later. And I think
we could start right here. If you wanted to, you know, once a month, Ed, as chair, submit, you know, here's what we're working on. We get it in the minutes. We get it from watching. But at the same time, it's not a bad idea to share it at our meeting, which more people watch.
I totally agree to just come up with public comment.
Yeah,
and get my 27-28 minutes. just kidding. Okay, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I know that we've dabbled a little bit over this last few months with things like that at public comment. So we can take that up too. I wanted to before we leave you folks, and with regards to my idea of setting goals. And actually have that as, and again, this committee hasn't discussed this yet. And it's just my idea that I came up with. But it kind of took the place with some of the ideas that were in the memo and other ideas I've heard from other folks through these last several months. And I wanted to make sure that that idea of incorporating that into our bylaws was a good idea with you folks, or a valuable or something worth discussing in our committee, and then we can take it up at our committee level.
Absolutely. I would hope that your committee, either this meeting or next, would go through the discussion we've had, the suggestions you've had, and how we reworded things in the mutual discussion, come up with your goals. And also, there's something else to be aware of, and that's that the 2020 report is going to be heard at our next council meeting, and we're going to be finalizing that. And they've established some goals as well that you may want to look at as you set your own.
Okay.
Yeah, I think using the bylaw simply to say that you're going to do this, say, once a year, set some goals, and then report back to yourselves, really, on how you did.
Well, to you.
Makes sense. To you, and to us also.
Of course. I mean, that was, you know, I mean, it's important for us to have goals. It's important to establish some success with you folks, that we've had some success in attaining those goals, and to let, and so that you have a chance to say, well, you know, those goals are kind of puny, or, you know, that's, or that's going to be a lot of work or something. I think that's important. That's another part of this communication thing, I think, that we need to keep going.
I think it's fine.
If I could just add one thing, I think that where the direction of the subcommittees came from was really in setting goals to the promotions committee. I had stated that it was going to be very important, and this came up several times in our discussion today, that I get the information, because the reality is that we have a reduced budget, and the only way to overcome that in exposure is to do public relations. And if we can't have an ad in Sunset, then we try to get a story in Sunset. And that's really the only logical way for us to continue to promote Morro Bay in the way that we have in the past. If we're not going to buy those ads, we've got to earn them through media. So I think that the goals should be set that information comes in the form of events. You know, what events are taking place? You mentioned like city events. You know, even being aware of those and being able to put those on the website and promote them, because it's really garbage in, garbage out. I mean, if the information's not there to distribute, then it doesn't get done. And I think we're making strides in trying to do that in formulating subcommittees like a PR subcommittee and a website subcommittee. But that probably the most important goal that I would say as your advertising agency and PR is that we figure out a way that we really communicate. And that's also true for the co-op, is to, I can only do so much because I don't have the relationships that some people do in the city to get hotels together or to get the restaurants together. I need help. And I really think we can grow the budget through co-op as well. If we can put some seed money down and we get three other partners to come in, well, all of a sudden now we've got three times more what we were going to have just on our own. And those are really my goals, is the co-op and trying to get more information out to the media to get that earned media. And I think if we do that, we'll be successful in replacing quite a bit of the ads that we're not going to be able to buy.
And that's a good point that your committee needs to establish, is who is going to be the information giver to the website, whether it's, you know, someone through the visitor center, someone from this committee. And also, I think, Bob, we need to establish who that will be for the city, because those events are not the same. So we need to monthly get that information, or constantly get that information as it comes up.
One thing that we did decide, and I think Bob came up with this, I believe, or somebody came up with it, that Bob's starting to email me now when permits are drawn for an event.
Oh, that's
nice. And granted, some of those are not going to make sense. I mean, they're so small in nature that they're not, you know, they're not going to be valuable to the media. But there are others, and that's one way we're starting. And I really think it's a series of just people volunteering to get me. And I don't mind getting tons of emails about things. And granted, some of it's going to be worthwhile, and maybe some of it won't. But the more the merrier, really.
Well, John, would you accept, like, I'm thinking of the Coalesce Bookstore. You know, every Friday and Saturday they have musical venues. Places on the Embarcadero have special music groups that come in. You would accept those kinds of things,
yes,
as well?
Yes, I think so. And I think it's almost like a brainstorming session that anything submitted is not bad.
Right.
You know,
and
really,
so then who needs to get to the community to say to these businesses, feed information to you?
Well, who are you? Oh, well, I'm on the city's tourism commission. And you stand there in a dripping in a wetsuit and all. It doesn't really look very official. And I've had people give me that funny look as to, you're some kind of a point, you know, or I'll be wearing my ratty jeans because I've just been bicycling down to the Rock. But I'm always asking people these questions. And I think they look you askance for a moment, you know, if you're not wearing a suit or dressed as neatly as Mr. Sorgenfrey or Mr. Hendricks. But the ability to actually be able, no, really, seriously, I have a reason for asking you people these questions. I'm not like with Homeland Security or something. Some form of designation, because I do, and I'm sure the others do as well, spend a lot of time speaking with visitors. And I sometimes feel that they think maybe I'm putting them on. So I don't know if there is any way to kind of have a status that lets them see that I'm not kidding. Or, like I said, when I was at the Maritime Museum in Astoria, Oregon, which I will report on at some future meeting when we have time, and I'm talking with the docents, and I'm asking, what's your daily attendance? What's your holiday period? Well, who are you? Oh, well, I'm on the promotions board in Morro Bay, but do you have a card? No. And I want maybe that they don't feel like they're dealing with someone who seriously, as we heard mentioned earlier, getting businesses interested and creating that liaison. Well, if you're going to be a liaison to create or instigate business, they have to know how to reach you, and making it official in that capacity from the city.
I think we can look into that.
We'd have to get your card laminated, though, if you're going to be in your wetsuit.
I thought he was going to do the 007 thing with the unzip the wetsuit and pull out the business. I wanted to, because we've discussed it, and what a coincidence with John's suggestion, but ideas, I just want to run down my six little goals that I put down as just ideas, which would kind of share with you, I think, what we're all thinking about, and that I'll just read them to you real quick. Establish individual web pages for every calendared event this coming year. So each event would have its own web page, which we've already seen a sample of. Increase visits to the website by X number percentage for the year. We haven't discussed, but, you know, a goal to reach that way. Generate 5 press releases to promote various events and or reasons to visit Morro Bay. Establish a cohesive plan with the Visitor Center for the fulfilling of ad responses and relaying of information. Complete the surveys, which you folks have a copy of, the survey that we've generated and have been distributing out of the Visitor Center. Complete the surveys and tally those results. Report findings to the committee and make recommendations to City Council. Generate 2 co-op marketing opportunities with other businesses to be promoted on the website, and increase the email newsletter, which we currently do quarterly, increase that to monthly. So those are just some ideas and examples of goals, specific things that we can do and accomplish in a certain year. And we would do this every year, submit that to you folks, and then you could see what we intend to try to accomplish.
My only suggestion would be, don't give yourself numbers, just leave them as general goals.
Well, again,
you know, that's fine as far as within
goals
your
goals should be specific.
Okay, they should, you know? but you don't need to limit it either way.
Right.
Either that we have to do this or we have to do, you know, we can't do more than this, and so leave it open. And I think that's great. I think I got agreement from the council that that's good. I want to thank you all for doing this joint meeting. And again, I want to reiterate, none of us are unhappy with the job you've been doing. We just want to expand it. We want to use your talents more creatively than we have up to this point, and we appreciate any of suggestions and ideas that you have to do that. So that's been the whole purpose behind this, and I don't want anyone to go away thinking that we're unhappy with what you've done up to this point, because we're not.
Just do more.
Yeah, just do more. And have fun with it. And thank you very much. So the council portion of the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you very much for coming. We appreciate it. We feel
thank
very
you.
Privileged. And thank you for folks in the audience for bearing with us. We appreciate your coming to
and everybody
listen
come
to us
tomorrow
talk.
To the fundraising for the hurricane effort.
Yeah. Let me find out how many folks have to leave, David, because I'm not sure that we're going to have time. Yeah. You know what? Could we take like a 2-minute break, 3-minute break real quick, and then we'll come right back. Thanks.
Related or what? That was a short break, but would you?
It's the bright lights.
I went outside.
I lost my coffee.
We have a couple of members that are going to have to leave pretty quick, and I'm. We have, if we could, I'd like to get a motion to approve the minutes of our July meeting, which you have in your packets. We didn't have a meeting in August, so our special meeting is probably here too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That's right.
I make a motion to approve the July 21st and the August 1st, 2005 minutes.
I'll second that.
In discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Great. We have one issue, Bob, that I was wondering about. Would it be okay if we actually agendized the changes in our bylaws, kind of put together those amendments based on our discussion today, and brought it forward to the committee next month?
To the next meeting, yeah.
Yes. Is that, timing-wise, is that okay?
Perfectly fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that all right with everybody?
But we'll check that out.
This is nice.
Thank you.
It is. Gotta say, real quick. Okay.
Mike?
I don't know if I can...
His name's Bill.
Is it working?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. where the website's gone from where it was at?
It's not working.
It comes and goes.
Hello. Where the website is compared to where it was at even last year. Fantastic job. I can remember the first time I brought up the word flash, and everybody just looked at me.
They're wondering if they're supposed to keep their clothes on or not.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, for the whole committee, I'm real happy. Everybody's awareness has expanded tremendously. And, John, you've done a great job.
Thank you.
I would like to say that one of the things that we have been striving for that we have to always remember is that our advertising is driving to the website. That's the whole point of the advertising, and it's just so great to see that be a really great product so that we can be proud of driving people to the website. Great improvements. Thanks,
well,
John.
Well, I think doing it seasonally, too, will force us to keep those changes. And, there is a different feel for each season in Morro Bay and different appeal to different target groups. And I think that, you know, getting back to personalizing it in that way, I think will be real helpful, too.
So do you want to discuss that?
Yeah, I was going to. Is there any way to zoom on that? Because I would like to read it. I should have made a copy, but... I can't read it from here. Maybe I can get up and do it, but there we go. This is actually going to have two purposes. This is an email that will be going out. It's in our budget, which was approved, to do an email with the Los Angeles Times. And this will be hitting next week. And we'll also utilize this newsletter because they're entirely different audiences. In other words, the LA Times reader is different than our database reader. So we'll use this as an email newsletter as well for our own database. And basically, just a few gallons of gas take you millions of miles away is the headline. And I won't read the whole copy, but just summer is over, the kids are back in school. Now is the time for an adult autumn vacation. So we're targeting those empty nesters, those people who can travel in the off season. And there's no better place to stay and play than in Morro Bay. A 3-hour drive will transport you to a world away where broad sandy beaches give way to blue-gray ocean rollers.
Let Nancy read it, John.
Where the Great Morro Rock defends... Actually, you better read it, Nancy. Anyway, I won't go through the whole copy, but I'm really proud of the copy. I'll email this to everybody so you can see it firsthand. But it is going to go out today. And
that'll go out today to our database?
Well, it'll go out today to the LA Times to send out next week. That's basically we have to send the ad in so it runs at a certain
time. Is it also going to go to our database?
We'll go to the database, too, and that could be in the next couple of days as well.
Okay.
Was there a conscious attempt at all the alliteration? I mean, there's a poetic stay and play in Morro Bay. It's almost like, as you were reading it, it's like, you know, the lyrics to a song. You have the Morro Bay song going.
And I apologize for not making copies. I can certainly provide them the next meeting, but I think it's one of Phil's best attempts at writing. I mean, I was really happy with the way, and I like the idea of taking a positive and turning it into a negative as far as the gas prices. And I think it's nice, too, that it
negative
really pinpoints
positive.
That.
That'd be the other way around, wouldn't it?
A positive.
Negative and the negative into a positive,
yeah.
Excuse me. And, you know, targeting that group of individuals that can come when we need them most, which is in the off-season and midweek.
Yeah, I mean, good to go, I think. Does everybody agree? Or
I think it's great.
And then I think that Ed's goal of once a month is certainly doable. You know, I think it would be valuable to hit that group with that. Again, it's still going to be a matter of getting the information, you know, sort of garbage in, garbage out, providing we get those activities and we can make that fresh and valuable each month. That's the real key. Anytime you do any kind of newsletter, you want to make sure that when you do it, you don't just do it to do it, that it's a value. And I think we'll all strive to do that.
What I'd like to do is, if we could, would be to continue the balance of our agenda to the next meeting. If we could get a motion to do that, if no one has a problem.
So moved.
Could we get a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Is it possible at this point then we could add something to the agenda for the next meeting as well?
Well, we are going to, before we, once we get this motion approved, what we're doing is we'll have future agenda items so that, because we do have some things to put on the agenda for the next meeting, if that's okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's coming around is the spreadsheet that we're all familiar with. This is the budget that had been approved in our last meeting.
Thank you, John.
Did from setting goals.
Okay.
So
well, okay.
As long as you listed it as an item, you'd
okay.
Need the Brown Act. Yeah.
Okay. Because I didn't even know if the committee wanted to put that as part of their bylaws yet, let alone talk about it. So, but anyway, that's my. Those are my items.
Should we also put the creation or the reaffirmation of the subcommittees that
yes.
We're looking at? Okay.
Actually, on that one, we probably should have a discussion about that, because the subcommittees that this committee sets up have to be temporary in nature, or they themselves will be subject to the Brown Act. So we need to talk a little bit about not only the composition of them, I guess, but also the process itself about what the nature of the committees would be if they're going to operate in the way that they have in the past.
Let me ask you something. Is that whether or not there's a majority serving on that committee?
Yes.
Okay, so if there's like two people with an assignment, so we actually, if we have, for example, a website subcommittee.
And if that were a standing committee, it would be a Brown Act committee. And that's an issue for us, because we would then have to staff those additional meetings. So that's why I bring it up.
Okay, so you're going to come to us next meeting for that discussion, and you're going to show us how to get around that.
Yeah,
the Brown Act part.
The way to get around it, if you want to call it that, is that you don't establish those kinds of committees. You only establish temporary committees,
which are ad hocs or task forces or things like that.
They're called typically ad hoc committees,
okay.
But they have a beginning and end point.
Okay.
And can they meet monthly, an ad hoc committee?
Mm-hmm. Are we in the context of a temporary committee that's not
right.
Brown Act? They can meet whenever they can organize themselves to meet.
So we should have a discussion on the agenda about those?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to make at that time a brief presentation on lessons learned from my visit to another summer seaside community in Astoria, Oregon, at the mouth of the Columbia River. And I think there's some I picked up and will present a presentation on lessons learned, because I think they do a really good job of it there and share some of the stuff I discovered.
Okay. We'd probably let you do that whether it was on the agenda or not.
Well, I know, but there's basically, it's up on the screen now. I discovered they have a seaside, and they built a maritime museum there, and it's based around the Coast Guard. And we have a Coast Guard station here, and I'm looking, well, that's the U.S. government's already paying for the drama and the rescues, and they're simply selling tickets at $7.50 a piece to come in and see how it's done. And we already have a Coast Guard down there, and branches of the service that are looking to promote themselves in a positive way these days may be able to get some support on that.
I just wanted any other future agenda items? Okay.
I'd just like to make a very quick comment that I really thank everybody for working with us on, you know, the budget report, all the reports and simplifying things and doing that to make this process today a lot easier. So thank you very much.
Yeah, me too. I appreciate it. I guess the only announcement, I don't know if you folks are aware or not, but it's my understanding that council has decided that to not replace Meredith until January.
Actually, they decided that they would take up all vacancies in January. So there are several vacancies in other committees as well, and plan to do them all at once.
Yeah, but I was just concerned about the promotions committee vacancy.
Very narrow-minded.
So I've been accused. Fair enough. Any other business? Could we get a motion to adjourn?
So move.
All in favor? Or second?
Seconded.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Great. Thank you very, very much. It went very well. Appreciate it.